just been reminded over breakfast of a prejudice I have. I'm sure I've got a few deep down and buried inside me. But one of them is football-themed Twitter accounts. For me, with social networks based on people who share a common interest, I just don't ever connect with people who have football in their avatars or on their backdrops or sometimes even in their Twitter name, because I'm thinking this might not be a very interesting or relevant connection. And when you're following over 4,000 people as it is, it's easy for me to come to that decision. I sometimes add them to a... I think the dog wants to go out. Sometimes add them to a list, which helps me filter. It's nice out here, actually. Lovely morning. So, I'm wondering if there's a statistic as well during times like the World Cup showing that if everybody changes their avatar to look the same, nobody gets to see them. You have a drop in interaction because you just look like everybody else. I differentiate people on Twitter through their avatars, mainly because I've known quite a few of these people for a while and their Twitter names are not the main name that shows on whatever client I'm looking at. Their real name, which means nothing to me, but the avatar, if they've kept their avatar same for a while or if their face is on there, that's something I recognise. So I'm seeing more and more football-themed avatars pop up in my timeline, and I'm thinking they're just temporary, don't unnecessarily have to unfollow anybody because they're going to be football for the rest of their lives, and it does my head in. And why does football do my head in? Maybe it's being brought up around Coventry City and having went to a couple of live matches and supported Coventry City for a while and then not wanting to have that unnecessary disappointment as it might well have been at the time. I think drew one, lost one is the history of my footballer enjoyment. It's like gambling. I'm not willing to wait long enough until a win comes through, so I just let go of it. And I also see this giving of shirts. You got your red shirts on one side, your blue shirts on the other, and then everybody just watches the fight, the battle. It seems like a distraction from politics. Seems like a distraction from the real battles and fights and discussions that are going on in the world. And if only we could redirect our energies. Imagine if everybody who was into funding, putting money around the World Cup right now could do the same for poverty or any number of other worldly needs, and we could all get really excited and we made it into a competition. The red shirts are going into a North African village now and the blue shirts are going into another one, and it's the first one to put in a well, and whoever puts in the well first gets the most points, yada, yada, yada. I'm sure we could add some game mechanics to the making the world a better place. And I'm not denying people the distraction and the pleasure when they really need it. But maybe it's another component of society. I know this is controversial. There'll be people who are absolutely passionately love about football saying, oh, the FIFA has given a percentage of money to charity. Whatever it is, it isn't enough. Not the state that football has got now. Not professional footballers and what they're earning, so on and so forth. And there's the exercise element, which I'm totally up on. Sometimes football is the only exercise that some kids get, but then if they weren't doing football, I'm sure there'd be something else they'd be doing. And so it goes on. It's just not something that's ever excited me. I know I'm not alone in this. I don't want you to judge me because I just completely avoid it. The first glimpse of football I've had on the World Cup, and it's something I used to follow but just can't be bothered at the moment, was walking the dog last night, and I glanced through someone's window and they had a massive telly in the room and football was on, and I couldn't help but see it was 1-0 to, was it Uruguay? I don't know, playing England. Completely missed all of this, but we were losing anyway, so I thought, I kind of chuckled to myself and says, I'm not missing anything. It's a shame that there aren't more places where we can rally as a group, as a country, as a nation, and feel something that everybody else, or almost, as I've just stated, everybody else is feeling the same thing. This collective camaraderie-ship. Because we can't do that around... I'd never want to do it around wars anyway. I don't think you can do since the First and the Second World War. Even then, all the facts weren't necessarily evident of the atrocities we were doing alongside everybody else. And recent wars, maybe I'm edging towards the subject of patriotism, which is another completely different kettle of fish, beehive, that I don't necessarily... Wasp's nest, that's right, bees, lovely creatures. Wasp's nest, probably also lovely and very necessary, but you don't want to upset a wasp's nest. So I'll leave it there. Should you have a football avatar? Maybe make it the colour of your own avatar or something similar. Maybe modify it a little bit. Show your support. Do you remember when everybody supported Iran and everybody just looked the same and it kind of broke the social networks? Or maybe I can just shut up and put up for however long it takes England to be a part of the World Cup. Could be hours for all I know. Right, thought and rant over. On with the morning. It was obviously a lot longer than the tweet, and I rambled on a lot longer than I wanted to in audio as well. If you listened this far, thank you very much. But I'm sure you probably disagree. It seems like I'm in the minority.